From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Wednesday, June 3rd.
Just ahead, James Gallagher is projected to take Doug LaMalfa's seat in Congress. What he says comes first for the North State.
Also, groceries, gas, and taxes were weighing heavy on voters' minds this primary election.
And a new fire outlook shows elevated wildfire risk across the North State this summer, with conditions expected to worsen by July.
But first, Republican State Assemblyman James Gallagher is projected to win the special election for California's 1st congressional district. That puts him on track to finish the late Doug LaMalfa's term in Congress. The Associated Press also projects Gallagher will advance to November in the regular primary for the newly drawn Prop 50 district. Gallagher told NSPR once he gets to Washington, he wants to move quickly on projects he believes are critical to the North State.
Look, we're going to get right to work. Sites Reservoir, we need to get that project moving. Glenn Medical Center, we want to get it reopened. Doug had already done the work of getting the critical access hospital designation back. We need to get the funding.
Gallagher says he also wants to look for ways to lower energy costs. The November race for a full two-year term could be more competitive. The Prop 50 map gives Democrats a stronger shot at the district, and Gallagher is expected to face Democratic State Senator Mike McGuire. McGuire declined an interview request from NSPR last night. Ballots are still being tallied.
And staying on elections, early returns show Dom Belza leading the primary for the open 3rd Assembly District seat, which covers parts of Butte, Glenn, Tehama, and several other North State counties. The Chico Enterprise Record reports Jamie Johansson and Andrew Coolidge are fighting for the second spot in November's runoff, with ballots still being counted. The paper also reports incumbent Peter Durfee has a wide lead over challenger Marianne Paiva in Butte County's District 2 supervisor race. Results remain preliminary.
Preliminary results show Chico Democrat Audrey Denny is likely coming up short in both races for California's 1st congressional district. In the special election to finish the late Doug LaMalfa's term, Republican James Gallagher was above the majority needed to win outright. And in the regular primary under the new Prop 50 district, Denny was running third behind Gallagher and Democrat Mike McGuire. Denny says she stands by the race she ran despite the numbers working against her.
I'm incredibly proud of the fact that every day since I started running for public office in 2017, I've been fighting for working class people.
This was Denny's third run for the seat, and she says her biggest piece of advice for the winner is to keep listening to the people they represent.
Anyone who seeks a position of leadership, to stay as connected as you can to the people who are experiencing the consequences of the choices that you make as a leader.
Denny kept a low profile on election night, spending it at home with friends and family.
And moving away from elections coverage for just a moment, Dixie Fire recovery efforts are getting a financial boost from the North Valley Community Foundation. The Plumas Sun reports that the foundation has recently made $600,000 available to support rebuilding and restoration projects in the Dixie Fire burn scar. Grants up to $100,000 will be directed to approved projects, depending on the size, scope, and intent of the recovery effort. There is no deadline. Nonprofits and community organizations are encouraged to apply through the foundation's website.
Staying on the topic of fire, a warmer than normal summer and dry conditions in the North State may drive a rough wildfire season in the next few months. That's according to data released earlier this week by the National Interagency Fire Center. Moderate drought conditions, poor snowpack levels, and dried out vegetation will likely play a part in the overall risk. The report says stormy weather could also complicate matters in the coming months. Potential thunderstorms can increase the risk of wildfires caused by lightning strikes. The agency says the region will likely see above average wildfire risk this month, but the potential for wildfire increases beginning in July.
Also, free testing and vaccines will be available at the Chico Pride Festival this weekend. Butte County Public Health says it'll offer confidential testing for HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis C at its booth downtown at City Plaza. Free Mpox vaccines will also be available, with no ID or insurance required. Visitors can also learn about medications for HIV prevention. The event is this Saturday and runs from 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
And getting back into elections coverage, preliminary results show the race for California governor remains too close to call. KQED reports Republican Steve Hilton led with about 27% of the vote shortly after midnight, followed by Democrat Javier Becerra at 25%. Democrat Tom Steyer was running third. Millions of ballots remain to be counted, and late-arriving Democratic votes could reshape the race. The top two finishers will advance to November.
Affordability was top of mind for many North State voters heading into yesterday's primary election. Residents from across the political spectrum say they're worried that California has become a place where working people just can't afford to live anymore.
My concern is that the cost of living is going to, you know, make it to where people can't survive.
I mean, we're all struggling. We, you know, go to the grocery store, gas, all this. Everybody's struggling. But some people who have tons of money, they're out of touch with the common person.
I'm hoping that gas prices go down and maybe taxes go down a little bit. I don't mind paying taxes, because you have to. But man, they just taxed you to death.
Those were the voices of voters Jerry Stevens from Vina, Galen Varon from Magalia, and Eddie Barron from Los Molinos.
Lastly, Redding Regional Airport's nonstop flight to Denver is exceeding expectations 1 year after the service took off. Action News Now reports the flight has averaged a 90% passenger load each quarter, ensuring that it'll stay on the schedule. The flight was brought to Redding through a combination of public and private funding sources. Airport officials say those types of passenger numbers could attract more direct flights moving forward.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more of our elections coverage online at mynspr.org/elections. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancart. Have a great day.